We now go to live and exclusive audio of Gary Bettman having lunch with Donald Fear.
This filet mignon is so tasty. Thanks for inviting me out again for lunch, Gary.
No problem. Don't forget, you're paying.
I don't mind paying when I see the kind of labor peace that exists in this world. You see what they did over in the baseball side of things?
We have a trade to announce.
They got it done. $10 billion industry, average player making $4 million a year, and not only did they fix this thing in under a week, but they got it done literally before the deadline. You think we'll ever do that, you know, you and I in hockey?
You're listening to Habs Fan vs. Leafs Fan, Episode 12. Ari, did you read that article by Peter Goffin in the Toronto Star?
Something about Canadians having some difficulty ordering stuff online?
Yeah, so scenario, let's say a Leafs fan, Johnny Joe Blow, is trying to order a Leafs Centennial jersey. He lives in Toronto. NHL.com will not deliver a Toronto jersey to a Toronto fan living in Toronto.
Wow, that's not only confusing, but Mr. Joe Blow is probably not very happy.
Yeah, let alone not even Toronto, but anywhere in Canada, NHL.com will not deliver a jersey or merchandise to a Canadian hockey fan.
Well, Merry Christmas indeed.
Yeah, and we've got exclusive audio of someone trying to order a jersey from NHL.com. NHL.com, Gary speaking.
Hi, Gary. My name's Gordy, and I'd like to order a Mitchell Marner commemorative centennial NHL jersey, which I saw on your website.
All right, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Hamilton.
Hold, please. Gordy?
Yes?
You're calling from Hamilton, you said?
That's right.
Hamilton, Ontario?
Hamilton, Ontario.
How far away is that from the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I guess about an hour.
Okay, so you're in the same province.
That's right, Ontario.
And you can drive from Hamilton to Toronto, no problem?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And Ontario, same province?
Same province, same place.
Same country?
It's Canada. I figure you should know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we can't deliver that to you.
What?
Yeah, we're not, we can't deliver the Toronto Maple Leafs jersey to anyone in your area.
You're kidding, it's Hamilton, it's like really close by to Toronto, it's
no,
a big hockey town.
Can't do it.
What the hell are you talking about? This is NHL.com, right? I didn't call some kind of like cheap third-party company or anything, right?
NHL.com stipulates we cannot deliver Canadian team hockey jerseys to any fans in Canada.
That's so ridiculous. You guys are out to lunch.
Listen,
this is
Gordy,
so unfair to me.
Gordy,
I'm tired of this.
Don't
I'm tired
lose
of hearing
your stuff
your voice
here.
Trying to tell me this.
Don't lose your stuff here. We got a solution for you. And a lot of Toronto Maple Leafs fans do it. They're willing to do anything for their team, and I think you are too. Are you ready for this?
You're so condescending.
You can order the jersey. We'll happily sell it to you. Now, there will be a surcharge for this convenience fee. We like to call it a convenience fee. For $75 extra, we will deliver the jersey to the closest border city, and you can drive yourself and your pretty little butt to pick up the jersey in Detroit. Just a dumb Leafs fan trying to order more dumb Leafs merchandise.
That's
just give him the jersey already.
So unfair and yet incredibly appropriate. I feel for Gordy. I feel for anyone who's got to struggle with that kind of ridiculous process from the NHL. Shame, Bettman. Shame.
That is, it is very, very weird. Listen, the
baseball winter meetings are going on.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. You know, with all this intrigue of Encarnacion, Bautista, what are the Jays going to do? What are these other teams
doing?
I'm going
to have to interrupt you. We've got breaking news.
You're kidding. This just in, the Boston Red Sox have acquired veteran left-hander and former Cy Young winner Chris Sale in exchange for prospects. This makes Boston the odds-on favorite to win the World Series and clearly strikes fear into the hearts of their American League East rivals.
And with more breaking news, the Toronto Blue Jays have just signed Steve Pearce.
You know, I've had to put up with a lot of bad news this year. That might be in the top five.
Well, there is good news out of that too. You did get Steve Pearce.
Listen, I don't need to hear that from you anymore. I'm finding it really insulting that you're lampooning or making fun of Steve Pearce. It's not Steve Pearce's fault that the way Shapiro and Atkins are building this team is brick by brick. And I'm willing to be patient. I feel a counter move is coming to combat these three Cy Young.
Hold on. We've got. I'm getting some breaking news in my ear here. It's out of Montreal. The Montreal Canadiens are announcing that Alex Galchenyuk will be out for 6 to 8 weeks with a knee injury. And in more breaking news, the Montreal Canadiens are announcing that David Desharnais will be out for 6 to 8 weeks with a knee injury.
Well, you know, I was feeling pretty bad about the Blue Jays, but suddenly I'm feeling so good about hockey in general. That announcement. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's going to be a big test because their Philip Deneau is also sick today. So Montreal's three centers are going to be out for tonight's game against New Jersey. So it'll be a test. I think they called up Andrew Guetto from the A, so that'll be interesting to see how he does. He hasn't been doing very well. And Andrew Shaw, I believe, is going to be, and Artturi Lehkonen as well. So doesn't look
hard
good
to keep track of all these illustrious names.
Yeah, those are names that don't strike fear in the heart of many people down the middle. And that's just, I don't know, if you think about it, Marc Bergevin has been the general manager for now, I think, and it's his fifth season as general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, and these are the centers that he has to work with after essentially, I mean, it's one injury. Let's face it, Desharnais is an easy sub in. The guy's not a He shouldn't be a regular NHLer, as far as I can see.
Sure, but when your replaceable parts that are barely replaceable are gone, then you're basically dipping into really young, green talent that isn't ready for NHL-level action.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You're the best team in the conference. I'm just rubbing it in because I want you to appreciate how thin your team is.
That's what I was saying, is that good. I'm unhappy with his work. Unlike you, who is happy with every move that Shapiro makes. I don't get what you don't understand there.
Last time I checked, Mark Spiro is not.
Listen, you were the one running around pantless when you heard Steve Pearce was signed.
And you know what? I'll be doing the same thing in June. Next June, that is. But
when he plays his 40th game, you signed a part-time player.
I know,
and you're happy about that.
And now we come to a segment in the show that I know you like to call the Junkhead of the Week, where we take a look at someone who did something absolutely ridiculous that you wouldn't find maybe in another sport. Does that sound right?
Yeah. Just someone who's dumb in sports. Someone who's done something dumb.
Something stupid.
That we kind of agree that.
And we rarely agree on anything, really. No, people have to understand that, right? I don't like agreeing with you on a great many things.
And in this thing, we are actually in agreement.
Unbelievable. I'm glad we're recording this.
Yeah, so our Junkhead of the Week is the concussion protocol guy in that Edmonton game.
Concussion protocol guy.
Or protocol. Yeah.
Depends what country you're in.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know what happened, Connor McDavid skating around the Minnesota Wild's zone, I can't remember how he was brought down, slipped or something, and he knocks his chin on the ice.
Yeah, fell face first.
Yeah. Puts his glove to his chin, checks for blood. He's kind of... based on our knowledge of watching sports, he didn't even look wheezy. He was just a little shaken up.
Yeah, just she shook it off. He was up and he was good to go.
Yeah, shook it up, was good to go. And then you see the referee. He's skating over to the Oilers bench. And he looks apologetic. You can see the look on his face where he's like, look, I've got no control in this one. But the concussion protocol guy is pulling McDavid out of the game.
And let's be clear that this happened with the Oilers on a 5-on-3.
Yeah.
When they would actually be using a player, a.k.a. Mr. Generational player, in this situation.
Yeah, so that is our Junkhead of the Week. And you could see the referee was totally, his face was... It was totally apologetic, and he's like, look, guys, I can't do anything about this here. And, so that's I think it's a dumb rule. And I think it could if be that guy, handled differently.
Do you think our Junkhead is a certified doctor? Do you think this guy has the credentials to be able to look at someone from several hundred meters away or on a video screen and judge whether they're in good shape or not?
No, that's too smart. Now you're being too smart. That's a great question. I agree. That is a great question. Who are these concussion protocol people? We don't even know what the qualifications are.
That's right. It's the first time we've heard of them. You must be excited. It's like another dimension of hockey. You can enjoy, collect trading cards.
Yeah, and they will rename nameless because I will refuse to ever acknowledge a concussion protocol guy or girl. It could be a guy or a girl, by the way.
You're not a big fan of junkheads. That's what it comes down to. You don't like weasels. That's a Weasley thing.
It is a very Weasley thing. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that really might have set the Oilers off was that they had to use more Ryan Nugent-Hopkins because taking McDavid out means more ice time for RNH. And I came up with a theory. I think that Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is the Edmonton Oilers version of Marcus Stroman. Now, you're like, well, what do you mean? Bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both of them are on the smallish side of in their respective sports. Both are high draft picks. RNH was a number one overall. I believe Stroman was top 20, 22 or something like that.
Yeah, heralded, both, quite heralded.
Yes, both are heralded athletes for their organization. Bright futures ahead of them. Well, apparent bright futures ahead of them. Yet both are always mentioned as trade bait.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to know why?
I know the answer, but I'd be curious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, it's because I believe both organizations, both the Toronto Blue Jays and the Edmonton Oilers, believe that neither of them will ever be what they thought they'd be.
I suppose that's fair. They haven't given any indication through clutch performances or occasional stretches where they're doing well. Actually, that's not true. They both have. I think you'll find that claiming that they're the same isn't fair, because Stroman went out and performed when he was called upon in back-to-back playoffs. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No.
You think he's been average in the playoffs?
Yes, I would.
Well,
I would say he's been inconsistent. I think he had one good start, I believe, in 2015, and then a bad outing and also in 2015. So I don't know if you want to call that good.
Mm-hmm. I know what I call this. I call this Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is our Junkhead of the Week. You don't like Marcus Stroman, and I'm going to get to know this concussion protocol guy. Seems like he's got some.